Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Well, the last aspect I have down here is the sextile, which is the division of the circle by six, which is, Walter?
So the sextile is a hexagon, and it's separated by 60 degrees, and they're three signs apart. And, you know, as everyone knows on YouTube, the sextiles, they have sex with each other.
Yeah. Is that what they say?
Yeah, the planets that are in sextile, they're having sex.
Yes.
They're getting along strong.
It's different elements, but they are compatible. Earth and water, feminine, fire and air, masculine. By the way, feminine is slower, masculine is faster. That's a little tidbit for y'all. As I move on for good keywords. For a sextile is harmonize. For the smart people, you that would be some Googleable information, but I move on. Compatible, comfortable, possible, open, inclined, ease, compatible. Sextile is opportunity or potential. It's similar to a trine energy as being a positive, but it's not as strong as a trine.
It's like a mini trine.
Yes. And what planet do you think is the energy of a trine?
Didn't we say it was Venus?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you may not have a sextile.
Sextile, my bad. The energy of a sextile is Venus, Venusian type energy.
Big sex time.
Yeah.
So it's more pleasant, right? Because all Venusian things are pleasant.
Yeah.
Pleasurable.
Yeah, pleasurable.
Do you go ahead?
I was gonna say trines are more positive and I think stronger, and hexagons tend to be a little bit weaker. Mm-hmm. And they kind of like help or hinder.
Mm. Do you know you value your sextile more than your trine?
Oh no, I like my trine. I only have one.
No, but yeah, but people appreciate their sextiles more than their trines.
Yeah, because, I think you're right.
Your trine is more like I do it, but it ain't all that. And your sextile is like, hey, I really like that I do this, you know.
They're having sex.
Yeah. Go ahead, D, what you was going to say?
Oh, just that, like, my son is trine, all those Capricorn planets I was talking about earlier. And I really appreciate those because those planets are also all squaring my ascendant, so there's all the challenge, and then I really appreciate the sextile being there.
So, what does that mean? Hey, after you have been in the world for all day, you need after the kids go to bed, you need, and Cody or whatever go to bed, you need about a good 30 minutes to yourself, an hour, just to get detailed.
Yeah, I need some downtime. That's my downtime.
Yeah. You need, or however you do it, you basically, I'm saying, you need to, at some moment after being at work all day and with everybody, you need to hide in the closet for about 15 minutes.
Oh my God, dude. I hide in the closet all the time.
Really?
That's like really? My safe zone.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
That's like my cave. Like, I don't know.
Are you all serious?
Dark and, yeah.
So Piscean.
I was playing. I go hide in there with my blanket.
I don't know.
Usually, if I'm sad, I'm like, I need some space. I'm gonna go cry in the closet.
Walter, you ever did that?
He wasn't playing. He was forecasting.
Walter, you ever did that?
Hide in the closet?
Yeah.
That means yes.
I've had my moments inside of closets.
It's a Pisces thing.
Wow.
We need to feel like we're like
seven minutes of heaven.
Wow.
In darkness.
Yeah.
Maybe we should move on. The aspect, the sextile energy is the aspect of enjoyment, pleasure, and value. Planets in the sextile cooperate with each other with little effort. And that's what I have on the sextile.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
So that is y'all have any last words on sextile?
I was gonna say that I have my moon sextile is my stellium in Aquarius, which is a perfect example and exhibition of what we're doing right now, which is I'm chatting with two people about the thing that I love the most, astrology. Learning at the same time.
Astropals.
Are you learning?
Yeah, of course I'm learning.
Yeah, we learn from you. I learn something every time we talk. Or at least a different perspective. Like, oh, I didn't think of it that way.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's what I think my sextile is. My moon in Sag is always wanting to like learn information. And I get it from my friends.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I know that is... I know when y'all newcomers look at your chart, what we just went over is the five major aspects, but they do have some honorable mentions. We're not going to go into them, but we can mention them. The minor aspects, which is what? The semi-sextile, which is what? 30 degrees. Semi-square is 45 degrees. 45. The quintile, 72. No, 72. The Ceci quadrant.
Ceci squadrant.
Yeah. What she said. What Walter said. That's 135 degrees. And the quincunx is 150.
Yeah. The quincunx, I like the quincunx because it's awkward, but like it makes shit happen.
Yes.
It's magical.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.